This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome, SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by my good buddies over at Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a grocery store, liquor store, or a small business, you need to move up into the 21st century, maybe even the 22nd, and get a point of sale product, which means no cashier. All you got to do is call 800-540-2149. Easy to use, inexpensive, costs about the same as an old cash register. You can use your iPhone to change all your prices. Delivery, installation, trainings, all provided by Southwest Point of Sale Specialist. You get unlimited technical support. Comes complete with a barcode reader, cash box, and a printer. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. If it works, then you will be one happy camper. Also, Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers. They also do shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. Get a quote. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. Well, guys, what's kicking?
Oh, not a whole lot of enchilada. How are you?
Living the dream. You know, it's kind of cool today, which is kind of nice for once.
Yeah, it was a...
We're not going to lose any weight today in studio.
No, I do like having it cooler out here.
I know, it makes you're all it nice mucklucked up. You got your vest, your hat.
Yeah, I love it.
You'd be sweating here in about 5 minutes.
Audrey's Jeep is all fixed up.
Sort of, kind of. Thanks to Certified Car Clinic.
Yes, Greg, shout out to Greg the boys. And Mike out there for working on my Jeep and getting everything all good to go. All my oil leaks are fixed. My radiator leak is fixed. My suspension lift is on. Got new shocks.
How much higher? It didn't look like it raised it any.
3.5 inches. It doesn't look like it raised any because yesterday me and my husband put the rock sliders on and instantly dropped it back down, in my opinion. Visually,
it looks lower.
Visually,
but it's still
it
higher.
Looks lower. Yeah. But when I picked it up on Friday and it didn't have the rock sliders on it, it looked way higher than it does now. But
and the rock sliders are those bars that are by the side doors, by the doors. And if you are right up against a rock, it'll sort of slide along that bar instead of crunching your body.
Hopefully. Yeah, we're going to do Valley of the Moon next weekend. So there's a couple boulder gardens there. So it'll bounce my off. And what happens is when you're in there and you're doing the articulation, having those rock sliders helps to keep your body straight so that you don't bend your body while you're out there too.
Gotcha.
Because you get, I got a new lift, so I've got a couple more inches of travel. So I get a little bit more articulation going.
Can you disconnect your sway bars?
Yes, I did get a new sway bar system, quick disconnect, so I just pop it off and
manually or electronically?
No, other manual. I got to jump out.
Get out. Okay.
And
pull the pin.
And
we just looked at it a minute ago in the parking lot.
Yeah, I just showed Ed my new shiny part.
So how's the drive with all the
Oh, it's totally different. It's like a whole new Jeep.
Cool.
I'd blown out shocks from the Rebel that I hadn't fixed yet, even though the Rebel was in October.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at the least.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to Greg and his team.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're a technician and you like doing performance, off-road, any of that, Greg is looking to hire a qualified technician, and he will pay handsomely. Go to Certified Car Clinic over there in lovely Santee.
Yeah.
Right next to the drive-in.
Yeah, yeah. I priced it out between a few different shops, and I was thinking I was going to have either Highmaster Metalworks or Lifestyle Garage, both of them in Lakeside, do it. But Greg just beat him out with the labor cost in there as opposed to the parts. And I needed the engine work done, too. My oil leaks fixed and my radiator leak fixed.
They could do all that in one place?
Yeah, have it. Yeah. So it was nice.
Sweet.
I'm very happy and stoked with my Jeep.
All right.
I'm excited to take it out.
So next time you beat the snot out of it.
I'm going to go up right now as soon as we leave here. I'm going to go up to Ramona and go up, what is it, Roscoe Ridge.
Roscoe Ridge. So you can go up Pinion. You can go up the mountain.
Yep.
Or you can go over to the mine. There's a dirt road that goes to a quartz area, quartz mine.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kathleen and Rob and Tim, and we're going to go hit that.
Pack of lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. Quick ride up to Ramona and back.
It'll be
beautiful right now with the weather that we have, with the light rain and springtime with all the flowers out, and it'll be gorgeous.
It was so funny because I did my two segments this morning, and Amber from the Volkswagen Club, the locals, she was doing an event for a gentleman that had gotten killed last year, and their money goes to the three daughters. Just cute as a button. And they got there, and it was, you know, my segment was dry, then it started raining, then it started pouring, then it started really pouring. And Amber's looking at me. I go, just chill, have another cup of coffee. As soon as my segment's on, it'll be dry. She says, but it's just listen to me. Sure enough, walked outside, sun was out, we did my segment.
Nice.
We get all done with the segment, we bag it all up, and it starts pouring again.
How lucky is
it's
that?
It's the weird. And I told Amber, I says, yeah, I told her, I said, she had a 33 and a third long playing mouth, and she didn't know what I was talking about. I says, but that comes back in the day. Well, there were records were 33 and a third, and they would play forever. I says, there's only one other girl that can outdo you, and that's Audrey Mason. I says, but when Audrey Mason, the only way to shut her up is turn the cameras off and walk away. Otherwise, she just keeps right on going.
Just be there running.
She laughed. I says, just go to my webpage or go to my YouTube page. You'll see her. You'll know who she is.
Find the Off-Road Coalition one.
Oh, my that's Lord funny. Almighty. The very first one was priceless.
I went a mile a minute.
Pitch went up three decibels.
I thought I was going to do some talking. There's no room.
No. But Audrey, but Amber's so cute. She did her hair. And then she comes out. I go, excuse me, would you like to finish dressing? She goes, what do you mean? She only had one button that was buttoned. All the rest of them were open.
Oh.
And her little tummy was out. I go, oh, I don't know how they all got unbuttoned, but she's so cute. She's adorable.
Was it?
Yeah, but she's the president, kind of like you are. But are you the president?
No, I'm the vice. Ed's the president.
Yeah, but she's the president, and she finally got an assistant. I said, so how's that working? How much is she giving you? She says, nothing. I says, well, that's the way it rolls.
Yeah.
Got to be a team.
Bummer. Yep.
All right. Well, we only got a couple of minutes before we go to break, but real quick, join SDORC.org. It's super cheap. It's only $25 a year. The benefits are endless. You could have more fun, especially if you've just bought a new Jeep, a 4x4, or anything of the above. And I will have to tell you, I was watching Roadkill.
Yeah.
They had a Corvette drivetrain with no chassis, no body. So they tubed it and put some sheet metal on it, and they took shocks off of a side-by-side, and they were out there just trashing it.
With the Corvette
drivetrain. It was so fun. Yeah, the one guy got a little airborne and sort of put the radiator on top of the grill, or on top of the dash, you know. But I thought about you
guys. That's a lot of power.
He was having so much fun.
He could compete in the horsepower wars.
Pretty much.
Those are coming up again.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
I think they're in Oregon this next round.
Is it? All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yeah, the X-rated show is off air, but that's another story. Hey, we want to thank our good buddy South Coast RV. Tell them what they do.
South Coast RV Service Repair Center in Chula Vista. They're here for any of your needs. If you want to have something custom built for your RV, if you're looking to fix up and fix some repairs, you got a leaky gray water or black water tank, you need a roof repair, South Coast RV in Chula Vista is here for any of your needs. 619-476-7195.
All right. So what is this Mountain Dash? Is that bicycles or motorcycles?
So this is a motorcycle dual sport adventure bike tour of San Diego County backcountry, back
really?
Roads.
Who's putting that on?
Paved roads and dirt roads. So the San Diego Adventure Riders and the San Diego Off-Road Coalition pooling resources and doing it together.
So where are you guys going to go?
So let me back up. So we're going to go from Escondido over Palomar Mountain. Do you know Nate Harrison Road? There's a dirt road that goes up from 76.
I trust you.
Am I too close?
No, you're too far away.
And
we
then
just
we're going to go over Palomar Mountain, over to Mesa Grande, and take the dirt road to Lake Sutherland, 78 up to almost to Julian. Then we'll turn on, is it Pine Hills? Anyway, there's a dirt road you pick up, and that'll take you down to all the way to Descanso, Highway Old 80 to Buckman Springs to 94 to Moran Valley Road and over Otay Mountain.
Wow.
And we're going to end at Pio Pico Campground.
So is this novice, mild, hardcore, wild?
It's pretty mild. All the dirt roads are graded smooth dirt roads, so you could ride a street bike.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I say it because this is another market that's literally off the charts.
The adventure bike.
Yeah, this adventure bike market is it,
which has really saved motorcycling. It used to be sport bikes and cruisers.
Whoever is in charge of this should go to every motorcycle shop that sells dual sport and get them to be part of it as well, if nothing else for giveaway goodies or sponsorship or something.
We have to limit it for the amount of vehicles because you're going to have a leader, a middle person, and a tail end for during the ride because you have the amount.
Is she stealing your thunder?
So I would
and she doesn't even ride a bike.
Not
a dual sport.
I do occasionally.
When do you own a dual sport?
No, I don't. I ride Ed's toys. You know how many Ed owns? Ed owns quite a lot.
More than seven. So how this came about is, Nicole, she used to come in here. Last summer, she drove across Otay Mountain.
We're going to bag
on it. She said there was a lot of trash out on the mountain. So, okay, let's do a cleanup on Otay Mountain. So we organized a cleanup. We did that last September. And picked up a lot of trash. We did good. We got to know the people in the Bureau of Land Management that managed the area. So like the day after the cleanup, the guy that we worked with, Dan Kasang, he messaged us and said, hey, the Border Patrol wants to close this route that we just cleaned. Like, oh my God. So we've been going back and forth with how they want to close the gate on the west side at Pio Pico Campground.
Minnewawa
Trail, otherwise known as Otay Mountain Truck Trail.
Yeah, it's the side from Pio Pico. There's a gate right at the Pio Pico campground that goes up and over. But that is one of the most dangerous sections on the entire trail. There's about a 3.5-4 mile section.
There's a couple steep parts next to the road. Yeah,
where it's a straight 350-500-foot sheer drop-off with blind corners. And, the people that go through there, when you have the undocumented international travelers that come through there, they shoot out the mirrors. They'll have the mirrors. So as you're coming through a blind corner, you can see if there's somebody coming at you. And unfortunately, it's easier escape if they, Border Patrol have to be less cautious when they've already got people that have gone through and, radioing to each other, whatever else that they do. But unfortunately, that's a daily occurrence that happens there. And so when they reached out to us for this, I made several comments of it, you install a Border Patrol truck there with the cameras on it, tag every vehicle that goes in and out of there, and those people, set a monitor station, because their their Border Patrol tech station is just 2 miles down the road off
of
Del Zura.
That's the solution that we want. They claim they don't have the money to do that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like they don't, so how do you organize the money? And I'm not, like, I don't have anything to say about the money that the Border Patrol gets for doing their work. So let me back up. So we talked to the BLM and they said the Border Patrol wants to close the gate. They're having problems with people going through there and they want to change the way the bad guys operate.
So it'll stop the bad guys if they close it.
So they
the
won't
gate.
Be going through there. Yeah, they'll have to go somewhere else. Wait, so they don't want to close it permanently. But they did. It is. Yeah, I know. That's
Are
always
you trying to tell me that if you close the gate, the little travelers are going to come up and say, oh, gate's closed. You have, to find another route.
That's like the nose of the camel. Once the nose of a camel goes under the tent, pretty soon you've got a camel in your
tent. Your tent.
So you don't know that one?
Nope, that's a good one. I'm usually pretty good with those, but that's one I'm going to definitely use later. Next time I talk to somebody that's a Chaldean, I'm going to ask him all about his camel. Anywho.
Does your camel put his nose under the... The tent.
Okay, so anyway, so
Let's
are you still going
track.
That way?
So yeah, let me keep going. So I reasoned that if the BLM had a permit application for an event going over the mountain, that would give them a little bit more ammunition to use to keep the route open. And the BLM does not want to close the gate. It's only the Border Patrol. It's kind of one of those funny circumstances where the BLM is with us.
Interesting.
So I thought, well, we could maybe, you know, what about an event going over? And then I ran into Mimi Selle, who is the new president of the San Diego Adventure Riders. And she was telling me her problems that she took over. She doesn't have enough money to cover the website. They have a very comprehensive website with just an immense amount of old stories of trips and that people have done, as well as all kind of work on motorcycles. It's like an encyclopedia of San Diego area motorcycling. It's a real treasure. Mm-hmm. So we want to keep that up and running. So that takes money. So I said, Mimi, why don't we do an event together? San Diego Off-Road Coalition and the San Diego Adventure Riders. And I have a reason, because we want to try to keep this Otay mm-hmm. Mountain Truck mm-hmm. Trail open. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, why don't we do this whole ride from Escondido? And she said her favorite shop is Moto Forza in Escondido.
Yeah.
That's the place they have Ducati.
I know the owner
Augustine,
very well.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was up there yesterday talking to them.
Just tell them I said hi. didn't even mention me.
Well, you know, I only had the guys that it was Saturday. He's trying to sell bikes.
No, but if you'd have told him, hey, Stahl said I should be here and you need to support this, he would. I guarantee it.
Okay. Well, he wants me to go back and talk again.
Okay, go They're back gonna, and
they
say,
want to give us some stuff.
Stahl's
so
mad at me because
I
didn't beat you up hard enough.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's probably one of the number one sellers of Ducatis. And
I mean, he has
Ducati
MV Agusta.
Yeah, that's the one.
Husqvarna, Royal Enfield. He has five. What's that?
Yeah, I can't think, but I've known him for years.
Really?
Is
he a good rider?
He's the one that said if I didn't bring the Ducati 1100 Monster back, that he was going to send me an invoice. Because I had it for like 2 or 3 weeks. I love that.
Sounds
bike.
Reasonable.
I love that bike. I want one so bad I can taste
a
it.
A Monster 1100? Did that have the Testastretta engine?
So stupid fast.
Yeah, that's that one.
The other one I really wanted to get too is an old Buell.
Yeah. Well, we've digressed again. We need to get back to
RX 1190.
Oh, Otay.
Big one.
I rode one of those.
So anyway, when is this going to happen?
So we talked about it. We put together a group. We're putting on an event. It's May 15th. It's a Sunday. We usually like to have events on Saturdays, but the thing about this is we want motorcycle shops and their people to participate, and Saturday is their biggest day of the week in the shops.
And they're closed on Sundays.
Yeah, closed
most
on
of the shops are closed on Sundays.
Yep.
So they're going to open Moto Forza for us in
this?
The morning. Yeah, that's for you.
Because you know what we should do, since you didn't bring it up in this whole 12 minutes of jabbering, is a KUSI segment. to bring awareness to.
Are we allowed to again? Is KUSA back to having people on the patio?
I had four vehicles and 12 people.
It's not just you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just
four vehicles and 12 people.
Okay. Well, let's arrange a morning. I'll bring in some of my friends with
those. Well, I've got to see what I've got open, but I'm going to put this. So let's just put KUSI.
Yeah, but we also digress because one of the things that came about from this is the Otay thing that we were trying to get to is that since we did our cleanup in September of last year and the fight with the Border Patrol, we got a notice last week. It's been actually a week and a half now. We were meant to mention it last Sunday and we didn't. But the Border Patrol has indefinitely closed Minnewawa Trail.
Oh,
so the 3.5 mile section from the Doghouse Junction at the top of Otay to go to the top of the mountain to go down basically the west side of the mountain and the trail is now closed. So there's a 3.5 mile section.
Wow. And I think you can go down to the gate. You're just not supposed to go through the gate. And by the way, the gate is on Pio Pico land, and Pio Pico owns the gate, and the Border Patrol twisted their arm and had them close it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't closed by a legal order.
Mm.
It was closed by a handshake deal. And I can only imagine that the Border Patrol can put some arm twisting on those people.
Yeah.
Like,
but
know,
that
you,
really,
you cooperate
that
with
really
us
upsets
and
me.
Everything
that
will
upsets
I have,
me
I
too.
Have family. I have like four family members that go a camp at that Pio Pico Thousand Trails quite frequently. They have the Thousand Trails membership, and you know, we have at least three family campings there usually a year.
Right.
You go camping?
Yeah, but it's not.
My brother goes down fishing at
Pio Pico.
And the whole.
So
no,
who's going to reach out to the Border Patrol to come on the show and explain why they're doing it?
Well, that's one of the things.
So I had a
half-hour
call with Amber from the Border Patrol, and I think I could muscle her into coming in.
Just tell her, say, you know, we'd just like to know.
I can name 20 other trails from when I was a kid that I literally used to hunt pheasant
right,
and used to hunt deer and quail, and those trails have since been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Between Potrero, Tecate, through to Otay right there. There used to be several trails that you could do. Get back over into Lake Barrett, and I mean, that whole area back there is a treasure trove because it's untouched and it's true country. It's so beautiful. I absolutely love it. And you can't access any of it because
they got gates
all
over.
Yeah, there's gates everywhere.
That's why you and I are with SDRC. Those freaking closed places, those gates make you mental.
Yeah.
So the Bureau of Land Management doesn't want this to happen, but they closed it indefinitely.
And so,
because of the permit process for the Mountain Dash on Saturday, May 15th, it will be opened by Pio Pico our event.
They're going to open it for us. And I think Pio Pico will open the gate for anybody that wants to go through.
I was just going to suggest carry 5 pounds of cocaine, which each applicant, and I guarantee you they'll leave it open.
Yeah.
They'll chase you.
Yeah. And one of the
it'll
things
the
that I had
really
talked
good.
About with that, with Border Patrol and with the Bureau of Land Management is, and what's heartbreaking is it's not San Diegans that are doing this. The majority of the illegal activity that's happening is coming from Los Angeles, and they're coming down from LA and they're meeting there.
But they came up to the border.
Well, they're coming from the border, and they're coming from LA.
Migrants cross the border.
And haul them.
Bad guys get people to go up and pick them up. And none of them are San Diego people.
But I'll tell you what, let's take a break. This seems like a pretty important conversation. We'll come back and talk some more about it because we still don't know, is it a race, a rally, or is it a walk in the park? Right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORM.com. You can sell your gear, buy some gear, stay on top of what's going on out in the desert. They've been doing it since 1982. And not just the desert. Camp Lockett, the mountain ranges, you name it. If it has anything to do with off-road vehicles, two-wheel, four-wheel, or one-wheel, San Diego Off-Road Magazine will cover it. Ed does a couple articles a couple times a month. You can hear his side of the world. Definitely check these guys out. It's really a group of really a lot of fun people that care more about the off-road than you do, trust me. So check them out, SSORM.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the mountain dash.
Pico, yeah, the ride and the, mm-hmm. the gate closure. So the gate's going to be open for the event.
Let's do a quick recap. This is the San Diego Adventure Riders. So you can go to sandiegoadventureriders.com and find it. You can go to sdorc.org and register for it. It's $100 uh-huh. per dual sport. So preferred dual sport, but some of your regular motorcyclers.
Adventure bikes are also welcome. That would be like the GS.
I like how I said motorcycle just now too. Cyclers. Mm-hmm. will be available to ride. But it's Saturday, May 15th, and it's an event for motorcycles. It's 150 miles approximately all together.
Uh-huh. About one third is dirt roads, relatively smooth dirt roads that your big, heavy, multi-cylinder adventure bikes will be okay on. Just take your time and know that there may be oncoming traffic. These are public roads.
So this is not a race.
Not a race.
It's not a rally.
No, not
it's a
rally.
Tour.
It's a tour.
It's just a tour.
So you have a front and a rear.
A guided tour, yeah, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, it's a GPS guided. You'll bring need to use your GPS.
Bring your camera, because there'll probably be some pretty beautiful
vistas
and things to take pictures of. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be at the top of three different mountains.
They're going to feed you?
We're going to have dinner. Marty Tripes, the old motocross star, is catering. He's going to be doing chicken for us.
Really? That's worth it.
His catering is awesome.
Marty won the first and the second Supercrosses ever held. The first one, 1972.
Is he going to ride in this event?
No, he'll be setting up the food.
Cook. That's what I like. And that'll be at Pico Pico's?
That'll be at Pio Pico. That'll be just on the other side of the street from the major campground. They have a group area over there that we're taking over.
Sweet. Yeah. So now, is attendance limited?
It's limited to 100 entries. That's Pio Pico said that's all that we can fit into their space.
Okay.
And that's reasonable.
So the first 100 gets it?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have everybody gets a t-shirt. Everybody will get dinner. And we're going to have a raffle. And I'm working on getting one or more speakers, some motorcycle adventure travelers to come and talk about some of their trips.
Ooh, you should ask Robert Rosenberg from Vase. He's rode in some of the coolest places. I love his trip to Greece was amazing.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. You got to reach out to Brock Glover and have him donate some Dunlop tires.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because he's local.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be on the circuit since it's only fresh into it. So all you really have to do is own a dual sport, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Even borrow one if you have a friend.
Or rent one.
Okay.
Well, I think
make sure that everybody is insured and is following all of the rules and regulations. Right.
You got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask over your helmet.
Oh, yeah. On the entire ride.
Yeah. Over the whole front. You can't look out.
One of the more challenging parts is the county permit I've been working through. They a lot of different things you have to do.
Got to stand on one leg before you start it.
Yeah. One of them is, you're going on public roads. You need Caltrans to sign off. Oh my God. So I actually have an email from a Caltrans guy giving us permission to go, and I'm reading it and we're going to have Marty's going to do a barbecue.
Oh my God. We need another permit.
Well, how did you know? From the fire department.
Well, we didn't want Marty to catch fire and burn to the ground. About the health department?
I love hearing this, that he's doing this just so
you know.
You
do it all the time.
I do it for every permit. And
she
jumped
through every hoop.
You have to have the sheriffs. You have to have the fire department. You have to have emergency. So the hospitals have to sign off on it. You have to go through literally every aspect of the county and the permit system. So I'm so
You're almost
this.
Chuckling.
I'm giddy hearing what Ed has to
do. Audrey's done all that for the Lost Lizard
Fun
Run.
You mean he didn't push that off on you?
No.
I could have.
I want to say about 6 years straight. Now I've been doing all the permit work, and
well, at least you know the people
Amy
to talk
did
to
it last year for us, because I had the Rebel, so I asked Amy Vollmer to step up for the Off-Road Coalition and help put on the Lost Lizard Fun Run last year. And this year we need more volunteers, and we need volunteers for this. We need people to help at registration, so if you're interested in coming out and supporting, you just want to see all
what
the awesome
start?
bikes. 7:30 to 10 is the registration, right? And then you're going
to
leave 10, at 10.
Well, you leave any time between then. We don't have like a group run. because we don't want all the dust to be in one and just have a mass. We don't want to have a mass of people. We want to spread it out
totally
a little bit.
I'm envisioning it different in my mind. I'm expecting 100 motorcycles to be going with
all just running together.
I'm totally envisioning it different. So I'm glad
it's a tour.
So we start anytime from 8 to 10. You come in, you sign
how many
up.
Bikes per group?
Oh, as many as you want.
No, I mean, it's just going
to
be one tour?
Yeah.
It's one ride.
Oh.
Over the whole route.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of bikes. I mean, you're going to wait till you get 100 motorcycles?
No, that's what he's saying. He wants them to go whenever they go.
But you got to have a front and a tail.
That's what I was thinking. Because you got to know if they get lost.
You said it.
I never said that.
I said it in the beginning.
No, he said it.
Well, this is how I'm envisioning you
be quiet.
In my mind.
Wait, are you going into politics?
Be quiet. You don't know nothing.
Apparently, I don't. No, see, I would think you'd have volunteers
and
groups of 15. So
do you need volunteers?
Yeah, we could use some people at the beginning.
What about the end?
Up.
Who's going to serve all the food?
Marty. He's got his group. He's got some friends.
Okay.
He's going to take care of all the food.
All right.
He said, I'll take care of everything.
All right.
So
well,
he's got
cool.
that.
We just had a committee meeting while we were on.
Who's going to do the raffle?
I will.
Scary. No, because you cheat.
Let me see.
Yeah, give me your ticket.
Yeah, give me that seat. I told you, I knew you would cheat. No, you need to get off your, you know, go out to all the bike stores and get giveaways for the raffle.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So I guess the most important thing, because there are people out there going, $100 for a chicken dinner? What's the proceeds go to?
Well, that's a good question because there's two groups that are getting the proceeds.
Okay.
Is the San Diego Adventure Riders and the San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
Okay.
So we're going to subtract all the cost of the event and then we're going to split the difference.
Okay.
Split what we get.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to run their website and do whatever their activities and then we'll get ours to SDRC and keep up our fight to keep land open.
Yeah. You know what we should do? It just dawned on me because, you know, me and my brainy ideas.
What?
We should sit down and find out how many bike stores or bike shops or bike dealerships sell a particular, let's just say, a dual sport. Say there's 12 of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we get our group together and say, okay, there's 12 bikes. Audrey, you go after this three. Ed, you go after this three. Dave, you go after this three. Larry, go out. And then instead of throwing mud against the wall and see what sticks, if you were giving three motorcycle shops to go visit, whether you get money out of them or not, it really doesn't make any difference. But it would seem like it would be a lot more organized. You know what I mean? And it would take a lot of pressure off of somebody who's going to be responsible for generating raffle prizes.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Because I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you want to email me some flyers, you know, I don't have a problem. I can go to Vase. I can go to Moto World. I can go to, you know, what else is out there?
You got Cycle Center. Fun Bike Center. You've got North County Yamaha.
And you've also.
Neighborhood.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Or even, you know who else? You know who else would be Cycle Gear right up in Kearny Mesa?
Yeah.
I know the GM up there really well. So that's what I'm thinking. And if you want to just send me a few of those, I don't have a problem going up and
The file for that.
And I would go after gift certificates for service.
Yeah.
I'd go after gear. Or, you know, probably would be the easiest and best way to do it. Just give me a gift certificate for $100 or $200 or, you know, unless you want to give me you can't give me a helmet because one helmet doesn't fit everybody. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just make it as simple.
Like a new rear tire installed on the bike.
Yeah, yeah, or an oil
everybody
change.
Wants.
Or an oil change.
Yeah.
Or an oil change for the year, you know. And what's that going to do? What happens when you go in and get an oil change?
Well, then you got to ride your bike.
Well, and not only that, you got to get an air filter. Then you
got to
get a new chain. Then you got to get this, and you got to get.
I need some hand grips.
I think that's. Yeah, is there a group that's doing the raffle generation?
Informally, yeah.
Okay, well, let's put. If we put something formal together. You know, and I think we should do this with all of our events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of having one or two people responsible for raffle prizes, which could kill you, But if everybody was designated, you know, like say on the Tuesday meetings.
Oh, I know. I've tried this many times. It's very hard to get others to go out and work it for you.
There's
like a handful of us that do it. Rick Moore does it. Rob Smith does it.
But see what I would do? I'd put a competition together.
Yeah. You know who the key one is? Is Justin Ashley and Bo Nice from
they're pretty good at it.
Well, because Bo Nice won't leave until you give him something.
Yeah.
And to get him out of your door, you got to give him something.
Yeah.
It works. The guy that yells a lot. Okay, here, take it, go away.
The same with Justin. And they may want these guys to leave so they can get back to work.
Exactly. But you know what I'm saying? If you made it kind of like a competition within the group.
Oh, yeah. A competition within the group? I don't know. I'm pretty competitive, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it might make you.
That's a key point.
Well, it
brings out a different aspect.
I'm just saying, I just think if we work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And this would get everybody involved, especially on the Tuesday meetings.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know, here's the deal, folks.
Raffle prizes is the hardest thing to work on.
But it's not hard if you just walk in and say.
Hey, but then it's having the time to actually walk in when you have a full-time job and you're going.
There's always Saturdays.
Yeah. Or one day off.
I haven't been home in a Saturday. Well, last Saturday and this Saturday.
Well, but there
my
are
first weekends and months that I've been home.
No,
but
it's called prioritizing your life. If you're going to do this STORC and all this and radio, you got to prioritize it.
I know. Believe me. All right, let's take a break. Talking about that.
But I'm helping. I'm happy. I'm happy to go meet up some folks and see what I can get right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you got bugs? Well, we got bugs, but we don't have them anymore because of K&J Termite and Pest Control.
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, they're here for any of your pest control needs. You have a bi-monthly or quarterly pest control service and you have something come up in between, they come out and automatically take care of it for you. You got some subterranean termites or drywall termites. They're there for any of your pest control needs. Give them a call and reach out to them at 619-441-7378.
Very good. And it doesn't make a difference. Whatever kind of bug, any kind of bug you have, they can come take care of it. Ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, they will come out and spray that person and they'll never come back and
nemesis.
Back
you. The guy you sold your old Jeep to?
Yeah, the guy you sold your old Jeep to. There's all kinds of fun things to do. But it's a family owned and operated. And we appreciate it if you use their services. Just thank them for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio because we truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
What else you got, son?
So we're going to be putting reflectors on the bombing range fence soon.
Yeah.
At Superstition.
Between Superstition, open area, and the Navy's bombing range to the northeast.
Yes.
So I got some samples. I brought them in last
week. Yeah, I liked them.
We looked at them at the board meeting last week, and I took them in my backyard at night, and I put them on the other side, and I shined the light on it, and they were really bright. But when you're holding it in your hand, you're looking at it, the reflector strip is not very wide. It's like a half inch by two and a half inches. I thought it looked really good the way I tested it. Mm-hmm. Like a headlight, that will stand out. But at the meeting we had, we talked about, well, would it be nice if it had more reflector on it, like another strip or a wider strip? I still haven't talked to the company, but I don't think they have anything but that.
Well,
yeah.
Why can't you just buy a roll of reflector tape?
I looked it up. It's not very expensive.
No,
and
you
then
just
we just
snip.
Have a party where we're going to get together and get drunk one night.
Get drunk, and
it might be a little crooked and stuff afterwards.
Projecting,
but
we're going to be getting like 10,000 of these things. That's just a big job. If we can buy them already done. Look at Dave. He's like looking at me.
It's
like,
a party.
It's a party. We'll have a few people get together.
That's
we'll sit there and
that's a long, it's a long hard party.
It'll be an assembly line. It won't be too bad.
Just don't worry about it, Waldo.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
I looked up.
Would come to that party.
It was like $13 for a roll of tape, and there was
a honking roll.
It was 30 yards in a roll. So these are 2 inches. I think we figured out mathematically they'll cover a couple hundred at it for one roll. So it's not that much more expensive. We just have to get together. It's just another night of getting together.
Yeah, I could donate. You know, I'll donate. You know, maybe a couple rolls through Racer Radio Racer Radio or any of them. But I'm just saying. If you stop and thought about it,
50 rolls.
How many?
That'd be about 50 around.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it's
how much is a roll?
$12. It was $11.95.
So 600 in tape. Okay. Well, that would fit in our budget still.
Yeah.
Well, and if we got some people to volunteer, some sticker, you know,
and then we have
or some money for the stickers.
You peel it out and there you go. And well, the Yamaha grant is good.
Yeah, but I could throw some money
additional,
from the radio.
Yes. Yeah, that would be great.
Uh-huh. And we just add another strip.
It's 1 inch wide, so it would be above the half inch, and there's enough room on the hanger to add the 1 inch wide reflective sticker.
We just got to make sure that it sticks, good to the
plastic. It's a 3M
so it's
product,
an outdoor.
So it's not it's a 3M outdoor. It's specifically made for this.
So what's on there is a half inch. So if we added another half, that would be great.
That'd
we
be
have
awesome.
To look at it and see if a 1 inch would.
Well, what you got to do is
half inch wasn't as expensive. I was looking at the 1 inch.
Well, just go get a roll and test it.
Yeah.
Fire your bike up in the backyard, do a couple of wheelies, kick up some roosters,
burn out,
and then run to the fence.
So we're thinking the end of April, we're going to go out then the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm for April, I already have Saturday the 23rd is the Lakeside Rodeo. And SDORC always does the parade in the morning, the Western Days Parade.
Oh.
We're one of the largest sections of the parade because we pull anywhere from 10 to 20. It's usually a minimum of 10 to, I think we've had 45 vehicles 1 year when I did it. So I had them double up and go side by side. But it's a neat experience to ride your off-road toy, your sand rail, your car, your side by side, your three-wheeler, your dirt bike down.
That's on the 23rd.
Woodside Avenue. So that's Saturday, April 23rd.
Sweet.
It's the Lakeside Western Days Parade, and we will be a part of that. So I'm thinking the following Saturday after that is the 30th, and it's the last day of April. And I'm thinking that might be the
Can I bring my
Saturday
monkey?
Please bring your monkey and ride.
Wouldn't that be cute?
That would be so awesome. And it's all decked out.
Oh, yeah. I got a helmet that matches.
Yes, you do.
I think that'd be awesome.
I think it's perfect for you to come and ride down the parade on Saturday.
I will do that on a Saturday.
Yeah,
I will do that.
Because you'll be done with KUSI. It starts, up at 9. Parade starts at 9:30.
Perfect.
And so it's perfect for you.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah. Saturday, April 23rd. Anybody and everybody is welcome to come join us. You don't have to pay. You just sign a waiver when you arrive that morning. And then, we be very respectful of the horses and stuff around us because usually our off-road toys. I mean, my buddy's got a LS3 swapped in his and it's built to the tilt with two turbos, twin turbo and the whole nine yards.
Hit the throttle on that.
I could just imagine the horses next to that. So
plus, he could sling a cow patty probably farther than anybody.
Oh, yeah. That's part of it, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could see it now.
Yeah.
Now, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Saturday, April 23rd. So we'll be out there for that. So I'm thinking the following Saturday after that, the 30th, we'll do the reflective party. We'll
maybe
go out
do it
and
two
we'll
weekends
install.
In a row because you're not going to accomplish it, I think.
Well, for the first weekend
we'll
in
need
May.
To see how it goes, but you're right. We may not finish
We'll do
it for
as many
while.
As you can do, on one day, and it'll give you a gauge.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to help with that as well, just send us an email, info@sdorc.org.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to come out and join us out at Superstition. We'll be, there's 1 mile along Huff Road, and then there's 6 miles down into the back of the Mud Hills towards Three Fingers, which is no longer Three Fingers. It should just be called the Fingers now.
What happened? Did they lose a finger?
Did they lose one or are we gaining?
No, I think there's 4 now. There's a whole new dune.
Those are sand fingers. Yeah, they're on the east side of Superstition. The way the wind blows, yeah, there's these long, thin sand things.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We call those the sand fingers.
We've called them three. There's been three of them forever, so I've called it three fingers for I don't even know how long now. And now I'm like, oh, well, there's more than three dunes there, so we just need to call that the fingers.
That should give Rick time for his arm to heal so that he can come out and help us.
Oh, I hope so.
Hi, Rick. Hope you're doing well over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he fall down?
He broke his elbow.
Dog pushed him over.
Ow. Yeah. His dog pushed him over?
Not his.
Somebody else's dog.
Yeah.
Don't you hate dogs?
I know. Yeah. You need a good lawyer.
Yeah. Well, with all the things going on,
I
mean,
you got a good lawyer?
The O-type, the O-type being shut down, the gate at Pio Pico, was something that we talked about back in September. This is something that we've made aware of. We asked people to call in to the Bureau of Land Management. We asked them to email. We gave out Dan Casing's email on air back in September. Actually, it was October because it was the 25th that we found it out. And then, you know, there's more and more involved every time. This is what SDRC does. This is what we're on air doing. We're trying to make you aware of these so that you make the comments before the closures. You could become active in the community. You know, this is what we're about, raising the awareness, making you informed before the gate closes, and so that we can speak up and try and keep it from getting closed. So I think if we put some pressure on Pio Pico, maybe we get a hold of the Border Patrol and key people. We'll put contact information on our website. SDORC.org. We're looking for your donations. We need to cover our radio airtime. We need to cover the lawsuits. We need to cover our reflective party and other things like that. Our lobbyist that we work on, we're going to have her on air this next month in April. She'll be coming on to talk about the bills. And so these are all key things that Ed and I, Dave, Rick, Rob, Smith, we all volunteer our time for key input and on the committees and on the different things, and we need your money to do it. Basically, we need your money to pay for our lobbyists. We need your money to pay for our airtime. So become a member, $25 annual membership. Our general liability insurance just went up $923. So our general liability insurance just cost us $5,000 for us to operate. That's not including our event insurance, which is additional cost on top of that for us to put on the mountain dash and to put on the lost lizard and to put on all these cleanup events that we do. We have to have insurance for all the work that we do. This is what your money pays for. It doesn't pay for Ed and I to do anything. It doesn't pay for my Jeep. It doesn't pay for any of that. We
except
all volunteer.
The essentials.
Yep. It pays for the lobbyists. It pays for printing and advertisements and airtime to inform you and keep you informed and up to date on the current issues so that you can be active in the community and be involved and you know what's going on, and you can help us stop closures and keep the public open, or our land open, so we have places to go play.
Because as Audrey always says, once it's closed, it's closed.
I mean, the
hard to get it back
open. Bureau of Land Management email and on their website says that Minnewawa Trail is closed indefinitely. They don't have it as a temporary, which is what we talked about in September. They not have good. It as an indefinite closure.
SDORC.org, folks. Be part of the fix, not part of the problem, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170
The Answer.